get ready for an hour of fishing, hunting, and outdoor events from all over the great state of Alabama. It's time for Alabama's Great Days Outdoors. Join Alan White and Joe Baia with Great Days Outdoors magazine and their special guests as they bring you the latest weekly updates from the woods and the water. Alabama's Great Days Outdoors is brought to you by Brooks Motors in Thomasville and Great Days Outdoors magazine. Now, here are Alan White and Joe Baia.
And welcome into another show. I'm Alan White with Great Days Outdoors magazine, and today I have Mr. Joe Baez here, and he's also with the magazine. And Joe, you grew up on Dolphin Island, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I grew up down on Dolphin Island, just south of Mobile.
You have a captain's license. You kind of grew up under the Theories down there and ran some boats with them. Tell us the difference between your captain's license and, let's say, a six-pack license.
Well, I have a 50-ton license, which is half as good as a 100-ton license. But it just means basically that I can captain a little bit bigger boat, not much bigger. It's not done by weight. It's done by displacement. So basically it just means I can get into more trouble out there.
Well, every week at the magazine, on the website, we give something away, some kind of outdoor product. And let's give something away today, Joe.
All right. Well,
let's pick a winner.
We got a winner. This week we're giving away a Thermacell mosquito repeller. We run these giveaways on our Facebook page every week, and this week's winner is Kevin Searing. So, Kevin, we'll be in contact with you on Facebook, and we'll let you know.
Those mosquito repellers made by Thermacell, I don't believe I could turkey hunt as much if I didn't have a one or two of those things. Those are great little items. And the way you register to win is just go on our website, and you'll get a pop-up, and you just enter your email address there, and you'll start getting newsletters from us. Tell us about our newsletters a little bit, Joe.
So our newsletter goes out twice a week, and we email it directly to you, and we cover what's new on the website every week. So this week we'll have an email going out today, actually, that's going to feature some of the things we're going to talk about on the radio show.
Good deal. And it's always interesting articles, how-tos, and articles from the past or late-breaking news. You can keep up with what's going on just by registering, and you might win a prize like a Thermacell mosquito repeller. All right, let's get right into our fishing reports for your weekend. First of all, we have Mr. Don Green from the Mobile Tensaw Delta. Don, how you doing, bud?
Doing great. How you guys doing today?
Man, we're doing great. You know, there's a little bit of a hint of fall out there if you get up early enough, or maybe that's just in my imagination and wishful thinking. What do you think?
Well, that's me. I'm wishing for it to get on around. It'll be here sooner or later, though, hopefully sooner. Oh, we still got a lot of heat out there. You know, it's one of those times when you try to fish early and late, and this weekend and the first part of next week is going to be one of those times that the early and late bite's going to be great.
I was out there Sunday afternoon, got on the water about 3 o'clock, and I thought that maybe my hat might catch on fire.
I've had the same report from quite a few people, and the fishing outlook really boils down to that is early and late. The rivers are about down to normal. We got 9.4 at Coffeyville, 19, and dropping at Alabama, and at Barry is holding steady about 3.5 mean tide. So by next week. First part of next week, both of your rivers will be pretty well normal. And water is still a little problem for some folks, you know, a little bit high and a little bit dingy.
Yeah, it was a little dingy all the way up in the back of the creeks and some of the creeks I went this past weekend. And I guess, you know, we're still having rain pretty often, and that doesn't help it.
That's exactly right. That's what's keeping the fish turned on and in, you know, near the banks and whatever. And I just talked to Randy over at Hubbard's this morning. He gave me a real good report. He said the brim are really doing well. they're catching a lot of big bulls on crickets and worms. He said last week during the willow fly hatch, he said everybody was tearing them up on popping bugs, but that's over right now. And he said people are starting to buy a lot of cropping manure, so that means the crop is turning on. I also got two or three reports by different people, and the crappie are the main portion of them, believe it or not, are still in tops and laydowns that reach deep water. You'll find a better concentration than normal if you find a good one. Lots of folks are catching them on and trolling. One guy really did well in Howells. I think it was yesterday, the day before yesterday.
Yeah,
trolling, and so that means things are still going good. And as far as the crappie fishing, try those treetops first. Get into those creeks that are still a little bit clearer than the main creek,
mm-hmm.
and they're deep, and fish those shady tops and such, and you'll probably do well, even though it's August.
Yeah, you do have to get up in the wood and the weeds to find them right now. I guess they're just getting out of the sun, you know.
I guarantee you. Bass fishing's still good. It's been good. It hadn't slacked off this summer, really, that much.
I know. I couldn't hardly keep the bass off my lines for crappie the other day.
I guarantee you. It's unbelievable. I have never seen a year like this. They kept the good quality fish, feeding in close to the banks and things mm-hmm. like they are this year.
Yeah,
they're doing real well, and this weekend they're gonna be doing better. We're gonna have something this weekend that you don't hardly ever see in this area, and or anywhere really. We're going to have moonrise and sunrise Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Moonrise and sunrise together, moonset and sunsets together. And they're going to be grouped together where it's going to be exceptional fishing, whether you're a brim fisherman and a crappie fisherman in the morning or a bass fisherman in the afternoon. It's going to be exceptional.
I see in your chart in the Great Days Outdoors magazine, Sunday through Wednesday are all four-star days.
Right, and it's going to be fantastic. Now, one thing that I'm hopeful that I can get out and observe it, is being able to fish two dusk periods in one day.
yeah, with the eclipse.
That's going to be Tuesday when we have the eclipse.
Oh, man, I would love to be in that.
It's exceptional to be able to fish two dusk periods in one day, because that's my favorite time to fish.
Well, we just need to make that happen. That's just...
it's going to be a great time. And this weekend and the first part of next week, not only will it be the best days of the month, more than likely, if we don't have some kind of a bad barometer or something, it should be some of the best fishing we'll have this year.
Well, Don, you better get out there and try it. I think our next solar eclipse is going to be like 60 years from now.
Yeah, about 60 years. I think it'll be a little bit beyond me.
I'm planning on fishing that one, but I don't know about you two guys.
These youngins, I swear.
I tell you. But it should be, regardless of any weather conditions, it should be a very strong bite those 3 days.
Well, Don, I hope you get to fish during it, man. And I appreciate the report today, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's turn our attention to the northern Mobile Bay area, what we like to refer to as the Causeway area, with Mr. Mike Thompson. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, Alan and Joe.
Well, how's the shrimp supply this week, man?
Well, they seem to be doing real good on the bait shrimp. The Scott brothers are pushing real hard on the Causeway. Down at Deer River Bait and Tackle, they're always out there grinding, making sure their customers have shrimp. So I don't think you're going to have too much of a problem with the shrimp this weekend. A lot of good fishing going on the eastern shore. Still catching a few specks on the man-made reefs, bites slowed down a little bit. One of the things that's happened is there's been a big showing of those mangrove snapper along those reefs and along any structure. They caught quite a few of those mangroves up around the interstate bridge at the head of the bay. So that's a good sign. It's good and salty. The redfish are still going strong on live shrimp and fresh dead shrimp. And then a few flounders caught, nothing exciting, but, you know, the fact that they're still catching a few is good. Some of the guys are gigging a few, too, so maybe we got that going in the right direction.
Have you heard any reports on the crabbing?
Yes, they're still getting the crabs. And, you know, when the crabbing is best when the tide is weak. So whenever you have a nip tide, that's a good time to crab. When the current gets too strong, you can't pull them up on your string or on your rod and reel against that current. And, they'll hang on. One of the things I've mentioned before is those crabs, if they ever get that piece of bait, whatever you're using, in their mouth, they're not going to let go. But if they just got a grip on the bait with their claws and you're pulling them in and they see the boat or they see a net, they tend to let go then. So it's better when you have a slack current as far as getting them in.
Mike, what do you hear about Jubilee conditions? I think we're a little past that, aren't we?
Well, the farther you get towards September, you know, and you get those, y'all were discussing the light north winds, the daylight, when you get it really, really warm on the eastern shore and you get that east wind for a day or two and it's not real strong, you can look for the possibility of a Jubilee then.
Hmm. Thank you, Mike. I hope you have a great weekend, buddy.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right, folks, let's take a trip up to Lake Martin and talk to my good buddy, Captain Michael Walker. How you doing, Michael?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Well, I hope it's a little cooler up there than it is down here on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, about 94 today. So.
well, not on that,
much cooler.
That may be 2 degrees cooler than us. How's the fishing this weekend looking?
It's picked up a little. Last time we talked, it was pretty bad. It's picked up, the strike fishing's picked up a little, just a little, not much. Our bass fishing's pretty steady, smaller fish right now, and then our crappie fishing's been pretty steady. Actually, it's still our best fishing on the lake right now.
Well, that's good. You know, on this radio show, we don't promise good reports, we just promise honest reports. So if it's picked up a little bit, though, that's good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully, forecast for next week, getting torrential rain every day. So we're looking at hopefully finally the lake balancing out without having to get as much flow pulled from it. So I think we're on an upswing, hopefully.
Oh, let's talk about the crappie fishing. I know you guide for that, too. And are they hitting the brush piles or are they trolling? What are they doing this time of year?
Yeah, Chad Miller is actually our crappie guide, and Chad is targeting real steep bluff drops that are anywhere from 35 to 45 feet. Mm. They are on brush, they're on piles, and I mean, they are on straight drops. Mm-hmm. Big crappie if you can find them deep right now.
Yeah, you got to go deep, and use a heavy weight, I guess, maybe bounce on the bottom a little bit.
Yeah, that and live bait and artificials have played good, depending on the day, one better than the other.
And I guess the bass fishing on Lake Martin is like it is everywhere this time of year. It's better early in the morning, late in the afternoon. What are y'all experiencing there?
Yeah, it's an early morning, late afternoon bite. And again, I mean, we're not going to, you know, it's not going to be our bigger fish of the year that we're really going to be catching the most of. It's going to be the younger fish that are going to be a little more active and be willing to chase something down.
Now, Mike, when you first came on, it sounded like you said sight fishing, but I think you said stripe fishing. Am I right?
Yes.
So, what question I've got?
It's still at a crawl. I mean, our numbers have improved this week, but to tell you to come up and come fishing with us right now, or to even really, you know, I mean, it's just real tough right now. The fish are really stressed. The water quality, the oxygen levels are terrible. So it's really got them pinned down. They're only eating out of necessity. So the last couple of days has been a little bit better. We have caught some trolling, and live bait bites picked up a little. But whether you're fishing live bait, trolling, just not going to get it done on a numbers game right now. And typically the lake's fishing hard right now. This is one of the peak times for Lake Martin, and next month and October should be phenomenal fishing. So we are hoping for as little rain as possible.
Excellent. Well, just in time for football season, and maybe that'll clear some boats off the water for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got four kids, so this has kind of been at the right time. Start of school is crazy for everybody, so this is the first year I've actually got to spend a little time at home. So, can't complain.
Thanks for taking out time to talk with us today, Michael. Appreciate it a lot, man.
All right, have a good one.
We're going to be right back after this with Mr. Bobby Abrascato and Joe Dunn from up at Miller's Ferry, so stick around. You're listening to Alabama's Great Days Outdoors Radio Show.
I'm Harry Brooks here with Brooks Motors in Thomasville. There's nothing better than football Saturdays in the South, and at Brooks Motors, we're ready to help you score big this season with our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles from Chevy, Buick, and GMC. The rivalries can get intense sometimes. Who knew an elephant and a tiger would become such enemies in Alabama? All I ever see are deer and armadillos. But at Brooks, we're all on the same team. Whether you're popping the tailgate or cheering from the stadium, and whether you're a fan of crimson and white, orange and blue, or anything in between, our knowledgeable Brooks staff members are already on your team when it comes to help making your next vehicle purchase. We can't all be winners on the football field, just ask the elephant and the tiger, but remember, you're always a winner when you shop at Brooks. Visit us online at buyatbrooks.com. It's game time.
Dolphin Island Marina at the foot of the Dolphin Island Bridge is situated conveniently between the Intercoastal Waterway and Mobile Bay. Wet and dry slips are available in this 235-slip marina with all the amenities you need. Kayak, paddleboard, and pontoon boat rentals are available, as well as a restaurant and South Mobile County's best live bait shop. Dolphin Island Marina is a great starting point for your vacation adventure, whether coastal cruising or fishing, from your boat or with one of their professional charter captains. You'll find it all at Dolphin Island Marina on Dolphin Island at the foot of the bridge.
Welcome back to Alabama's Great Days Outdoors with Alan White and Joe Byatt, brought to you by Brooks Motors in Thomasville and Great Days Outdoors Magazine. Once again, here are Joe and Alan.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Alan White along with Joe Byatt, and we've got a great weekend coming up. Let's talk about the inshore fishing prospects for the weekend with Captain Bobby Abrascato. How you doing, Bobby?
Good afternoon, Al. Joe, how are you guys?
Great.
Doing great, man.
Good, good. Well, I'll tell you what, it would be, I'm sure it's more comfortable in that studio right now, but I know out here it's been a beautiful day, although it's been a little bit on the warm side. But you know what? It's mid-August. We ain't going to complain.
Hey, I saw a post on Facebook that says, I'm in a relationship with my air conditioner.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Yeah. Yeah. You want to treat that air conditioner real well this time of year. Man, I'll tell you, it's been great all the way through the weekend. We fished through that nip this past weekend and did a kind of a croaker deal all weekend because shrimp were like non-existent, and it worked out really well, man. And this is the time of year you really want to use croakers, but we caught a lot of really nice trout, both tight line and slip cork and croakers when we could find some current, kind of fish some of the passes. And that's what I do when you get these nip tides, because it kind of exaggerates the current when you got a weak tide situation. Now, of course, we're moving into some big tides this coming weekend. You're going to have big tides. So, you know, some of those places like say, the Dolphin Island Bridge area and the mouth of the bay and that sort of thing, you got to catch those right at the tide change. So if you're going to fish those on these big tides this weekend, that's what I do, is figure out when that tide changes and try and be there, you know, an hour each side of that tide.
Yeah.
That's your best window.
In those areas, when the tide change occurs, does that turn the fish on?
It's part that. I think it part turns them on, and some of those areas I just mentioned, the tide runs so hard sometimes.
Yeah, you don't want to get swept away, right?
It gets hard to really present a bait to the fish, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying, to where you can catch them. So it's probably a combination of both. But, you know, when you get tide really ripping through and we start getting those two-plus knot 2-plus-foot tide ranges, you know, you get a lot of movement in and out of the bay, and it really, you know, it pinches down at some of those places, and it'll fly through there, and you just can't, you know, just really can't even get a bait looking anywhere near natural on a hook, you know, or I can anyway. But, you know, I just moved to places where the tide's not so exaggerated, like out in the bay or down to the west in the Sound, or even, you know, early in the morning particularly, you know, we'll have the higher tides in the morning. You can get out in some of the real shallow bays like Grand Bay and Portersville and, you know, Dolphin Island Bay and some of those kind of places and, you know, get out there early in the morning when the water's kind of high, and those will work. And those are the kind of places where you don't normally have a lot of detectable water movement, you know. So those are the kind of places I like to fish when we go into these big tides that we're going into this weekend. And then, you know, of course, through the eclipse next Monday, that's going to be kind of interesting, too.
Now, Bobby,
I don't have any records on a fishing on a solar eclipse, so I'm kind of looking forward to see what happens.
Well, Bobby, you know, my problem with these neap tides and fishing these tide changes for trout is that's also the best time to go catch a triple tail, and that's that's really what, you know, gets me fired up. So, you know, I've been itching this week because I've been watching Facebook, and it just seems like they are just wearing them out. Have you seen some good fish?
They did. This past weekend especially was the best weekend that I've heard of all summer. They really whacked them this weekend and really had some huge ones. I think, you know, in that Condi's tournament, I think there was like four of them over 20 pounds up there, you know. So I'd like to catch a 20-pound blackfish and finish fourth, you know.
Yeah.
But they caught, you know, I heard reports of just numbers of them being seen. And to be quite honest with you, I don't know, you know, about everybody else, but I haven't seen them that many of them. So I think it, you know, from what I've been hearing and based on what I've seen, it had been kind of slow. But, you know, you triple tail fishermen, you guys are a pretty tight-lipped bunch.
Part of that is I want to put out a public service announcement right now and just tell you that, you know, there's no triple tail fishing after August ends. It's over with completely. So
just put up the Calcutta
pole.
Yeah,
get in the woods, go hunting, do all that stuff.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Well, I'll tell you, we get some good weather this weekend, though, and I think it'll, you know, the water is just absolutely beautiful at the lower end of the bay and all the way down through the Sound. The water's beautiful. But it's a structure deal. To me, it's a deep water deal, for the most part. You know, early in the morning, you can get them up on the shallow stuff, but even then they're going to be near the deep water. And man, I would highly recommend carrying croakers this time of year too. It's we went through so many croakers the last several days. Just the bite's nice and clean, and you know, you don't give up a lot of action. You know, you're still catching, you know, the table size fish, the 16 to 18 inch trout, but man, we'll catch some really beautiful size trout using big croakers this time of year, you know. So if you can get your hands on croakers, I would highly recommend carrying them at least for the next month.
Well, September is just not very far away, Bobby, and I happen to know September is one month that you really look forward to.
I do, man, and so I think it's because the football, you know, I'm not even that big of a football fan or a hunter or anything like that, and I still love September when it comes around because it sure gets quiet out on the water.
That's right. Yeah. Everybody's planting food plots or watching football, and, man, you just have all kinds of room.
I stay in the AC in August and July so that I can be on the water in September and October.
September gets nice. It's kind of a tale of 2 months, September. You know, the early in the month is still the summertime deal, but we usually get our first little cool snap about the second or third week in September, and that's when you start getting into that transitional period. That's when you really see a lot of fish get on the move, you know, and it can be great when you're catching them, but sometimes you leave you scratching your head in September when the fish get on the move, because you one day to the next, you never know if they're going to be there, you know.
When the water temps start cooling down, do you pick up any wade fishing action, kind of like you get in the spring?
I wade all year. I mean, when I have the opportunity to do it, but yeah, it gets good, but it's, you know, any chance I get, I like to at least do some wade fishing early in the morning. But yeah, when it cools off like that, the good thing about it is, especially when it starts to drop into like late September and through October, the water temperature drops, and the good thing about it is the fish will stay active up in the shallow water, whereas right now, man, unless it's a cloudy, windy day, you're going to have an hour or two at daybreak before it really kind of slows down in the shallow water. But that doesn't happen when it's cooler. You know, those fish will stay active up there, and when you're wade fishing, you're in shallow water, so that's what you want to happen, you know, is keep them active like that.
Well, we're all looking forward to that cooler weather. Thank you, Bobby, for the report, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
And talking about cool, here's a cool cat from Miller's Ferry, Mr. Joe Dunn. How you doing, Joe?
Doing great, Al.
Well, what's the water like up there? Is it muddied up with all this rain now?
Yeah, we're back on that roller coaster ride again. Mm-hmm. All these afternoon thunder boomers, it went back up, got muddy again, still a little stained. It's going to be stained on probably through the weekend, but fish are still biting. People are catching a lot of fish. Allen caught a bunch of bass. I've seen some pictures on Facebook. Some guys still catching some real, real nice crappies. But, you know, this is, almost middle of August, and it's almost unheard of to have high muddy water this time of year. So, you're going to have to try some things different. I know Allen with the bass, he caught those more. He said getting way back out from the edges up in some of the flats, and it's like they kind of in that 4 to 6 foot of water, kind of suspended right now. Hmm. What he did good on,
kind of like fishing a farm pond. Then
exactly, they kind of suspended out from the up in the shallow water, because I guess it's because that shallow water is so hot.
Yeah,
and finding a place to kind of hang out at right now. So all that muddy water gets out of the way and gets back down the edge of the river. But I'm sure you can still catch some spots out along the creek mouth. You know, when those eddies getting right out of the front, same way with the crappie. And I'm sure, you find some clear water in some of the creeks, but you still got maybe Foster and some of those on up further that'll have some clear water in those. But, they haven't left where they're at. It's just stained up, making it more aggravating to try to figure out what they're going to get and what colors they're going to want right now. That's all that muddy water really does.
Are they having any luck with jugs, catfishing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's still good. Mm-hmm. And that's, I'm sure the long line and the steel do good, but I would probably get up in some of the flats, right, not as far back as you would in the spring, but, in that 6 and 8 foot of water back up in the flat. And the only thing that's going to hinder you, like I said, with the long lines out in the river right now is that they had, like, some of the floodgates open and then back running the powerhouse around the clock. So they're going to be moving on pretty good. You couldn't just leave them like I was doing all night, because it ain't going to tell them where they'll be at then. So you just got to keep your eye on them a little closer right now. And I would suggest, like I said, get back, not right up in the current, but get up in those eddies or just up inside of those flats. And probably fishing those areas right now.
And you can plan your fishing trip at Miller's Ferry around the water movement by calling this number, 334-682-4896, and the power station will tell you exactly what time they'll be pulling water. And if you call before noon, you'll get that day's report. If you call afternoon, you'll get the next day's report. Is that right, Joe?
That's right.
All right. Well, Joe, you be careful out there this weekend, man. Don't get too hot, all right?
All right. Appreciate that.
Okay, man. That's Joe Dunn from Dunn Sports in Thomasville, who actually lives right on the water at Miller's Ferry and gives us a report here on the show every week. And Joe's been a good friend to the magazine for many years. He's a great guy. Y'all go see him at Dunn Sports in Thomasville. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to be back in just a moment with Mr. Chuck Sykes, the director of the Alabama Department of Wildlife and Conservation. We've got a lot to talk about with old Chuck, so y'all stick around.
Have you always wanted to work in the outdoors industry? Are you talented in sales? Here's your opportunity. Great Days Outdoor Media is offering a great base salary plus commissions and bonuses, along with group insurance and benefits with a 20-year-old established brand. It's the most fun you'll ever have building a career. No matter where you live in Alabama or Northwest Florida, email your resume today to info@greatdaysoutdoors.com. Don't delay. Email your resume today to info@greatdaysoutdoors.com. Equal opportunity employer.
Dolphin Island Marina at the foot of the Dolphin Island Bridge is situated conveniently between the Intercoastal Waterway and Mobile Bay. Wet and dry slips are available at this 235-slip marina with all the amenities you need. Kayak, paddleboard, and pontoon boat rentals are available, as well as a restaurant and South Mobile County's best live bait shop. Dolphin Island Marina is a great starting point for your vacation adventure. Whether coastal cruising or fishing, from your boat or with one of their professional charter captains, you'll find it all at Dolphin Island Marina on Dolphin Island at the foot of the bridge.
Hi, this is Lee Lukoski.
And this is Tiffany Lukoski, and you're listening to Alabama's Great Days Outdoors.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Alan White, along with Joe Baia today. And, you know, everybody's kind of getting geared up for hunting season already. I know it's 9,000 degrees outside, but we still got to think about what's coming around the corner. I'm already, you know, spraying my plots, killing off the weeds, getting ready to plant food plots. So Chuck Sykes is the director of the Alabama Department of Wildlife, and he's here with us today to talk about what's coming up this season. And Chuck, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks a lot, Alan. Good to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you again. You know, the first thing I really wanted to touch on is the new Special Opportunities WMAs that you've secured for us. That's pretty exciting. Tell us the details on those.
Well, it's a new concept and a new model that we're going to try with some of our public hunting for this year. For folks that are familiar with our WMA system, most of those properties are 15, 20, up to 90,000 acres. They're large plots of land that can accommodate, you know, a lot of hunters at one time. And with the losses of some of the lands like Scotch and Boykin down in your part of the world, we're trying our best to offset those losses, but the odds of finding those large tracts of land now is pretty unheard of. So what we're having to do is we're buying smaller tracts and going to have to manage them a little bit differently. And that's why we're not calling these wildlife management areas. These are special opportunity areas. We've got four of them that's going to be opening this year. We've got a 6,500-acre tract in Dallas County called Cedar Creek SOA. We've got a 4,500-acre tract in Russell County. It's Uchi Creek SOA. We've got a waterfowl track up in Jackson County. It'll be Crow Creek SOA. And then for people in your part of the world that's always heard of Fred T. Stimson Sanctuary, we're opening it up as an SOA this year that's going to have youth firearm deer hunts and small game hunts and also some adult arts, some, you know, regular archery hunts out there to try to reduce some of those deer numbers. So it's going to be a little different program than what people are used to.
The possibility of one of our hunters getting to hunt on Fred Stimson Sanctuary is unbelievable. Now, how much is it going to cost us to apply for a permit?
All right, hold on to your socks. Zero.
I like that number.
Yes, sir. It's not going to cost you anything to register. And to hunt one of these SOAs, all you have to have is the appropriate Alabama hunting license and WMA hunting license.
Now, Chuck, is this an opportunity only for residents or non-residents as well?
This is an opportunity for anyone who purchases an Alabama hunting license.
That's
non-residents
great.
Have paid into this system just as much as residents have. So if you have an Alabama hunting license, you have the opportunity to register for one of these hunts.
Now, when does registration open up and where do we go to register?
All right, registration will begin August the 28th. Go to the Outdoor Alabama webpage. To the website, look for the public hunting page, and it'll have all the information there.
That sounds great. Now, I'm sure you're going to be overwhelmed at the number of people, you know, that apply for those permits. So I guess a computer program randomly selects the ones, or how is the selection done?
Yeah, despite what we're accused of, this is not something that's just mine and you know, our staff's friends get to hunt there. This is a random selection process, just like the alligator drawing. So all the applicants will be put in a pool, and they will be selected for.
That sounds great to me, man. It's all fair and square, and sounds like a good opportunity for some hunters to experience some really good land to hunt. Now, you and I turkey hunted together on one of these tracks back in the spring for a couple of days, didn't we?
Well, we turkey hunted on the Pine Barren Creek track that actually the
the Forever Wild Board met last Thursday, and we moved to partner with them on the purchase of that tract. And now we're waiting to see if the landowners accept the offer. So it's a possibility.
Well, those landowners, just so everybody knows, those landowners donated 2 days of hunting to the QDMA annual turkey hunt. It's all for the QDMA's benefit, and that's how we were able to go on there.
That's right. And, you know, it's a possibility that we may have an additional 4,700 acres in Dallas County that we can add to our special opportunity areas coming up here pretty soon.
I like that place. There's a lot of big open fields on it, but we had some fun there.
Yes, sir. We had a good hunt. And I mean, growing up in West Alabama and not having any public hunting land over there, just the idea that we're able to offer to the public for just the cost of a hunting license and a WMA license, the ability to hunt a 6,500 acre tract of land on the Alabama River, there's no way anybody could have convinced me of that years ago when I started this job.
That's great. It's a great idea. I'm really looking forward to seeing how it all works and talking to some folks after they hunt there and see what they think, and maybe publishing some pictures of them in the magazine with some big, nice white-tailed deer or turkey or whatever they're after that day.
Alan, I think it's going to be a good thing. I mean, for me, growing up, hunt private land, and then I'm looking at it not only from that aspect, but from a novice hunter. If I pick up a WMA map and there's 90,000 acres there, that's a little overwhelming. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm looking for. I don't know if I find the perfect spot on a map and I get there, there's four other people there. So I think it shuts down a lot of people from hunting those areas. So what we've done on these special opportunity areas, and I'll just talk about Cedar Creek over there in Dallas County, that 6,500 acres is broken down into 16 different units, anywhere from 300 to 500 acres, you know, based on roads or SMZ, some definite boundaries. And what will happen when you apply, if you're successful, you will be assigned one unit, and you're allowed to bring one hunting partner with you. And y'all have basically got 500 acres to yourself for the duration of that hunt.
Mm-hmm. Now, Chuck, I'm looking at greatdaysoutdoors.com right now at these maps that we've got up, these different SOAs, and looks like there's at least from the aerial, it looks like there's some clear cuts. I see looks to be possibly open fields or food plots. Is the state going to do anything to enhance the habitat there? And what kind of scouting opportunities, if somebody draws a tag, this opportunity, are they going to be able to go ahead of time and scout the area out? How's that going to work?
All right. First answer is we are actively going to be doing habitat management just like we do on all of our WMAs. And they do have, a mixed variety of young clear cuts, good hardwood bottoms, SMZs, mixed pine stands, rolling topography. I mean, it's got a lot to offer. And as far as scouting goes, you're going to have the opportunity with the drawing will take place October the 3rd. So you're going to have plenty of time from the day of that drawing to go online, look at your hunting unit just like you've done. You went through and you picked out, you know, different timber stands, different habitat types that as a hunter, you know, these are places that I need to go look at.
Yeah, I think I see the draw where I want to be right now.
Yeah, and your hunt, let's say, will start Thursday afternoon through Sunday. So the first part of your hunt, you can scout all you want to, hang stands, or you can start hunting. But it's going to be impossible to let everyone get there 3 or 4 days ahead of time, walk around and scout. Look, we're running it this way to cut down on the pressure.
Yeah,
we're only
going
to have 10 people hunt these areas at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So on 6,500 acres, we'll hunt five of those units.
That's
then it may be 3 weeks or a month before that unit gets hunted again by the time we rotate through.
That ought to be special.
We are really trying to give people a quality hunting experience.
Sounds kind of like opening day every time you do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I certainly look forward to it. Let's talk a little bit, if we can. We don't have much time left in this segment, but I want to hold you over through the commercial break. I want to talk about the WMA that's being managed for quail, squirrel, rabbit, and small game a little bit.
Yes, sir. That's a partnership that we have with the National Forest Service. They had a directive come down from Washington, D.C. to try to put in at least one quail focal area in the National Forest System. Their staff, along with my staff, selected this area down in Geneva at the Kaneka National Forest, and that 7,000 acres is what they deem to be the optimum place to try this, mm-hmm. where we could see the most results from the different management styles to promote quail habitat.
Well, when we come back after this commercial break, we'll talk a little more about that, and I also want to talk to you about some dove hunting regulations.
We'll be right back right after these messages from our sponsors at Alabama's Great Days Outdoors.
Have you always wanted to work in the outdoors industry? Are you talented in sales? Here's your opportunity. Great Days Outdoor Media is offering a great base salary plus commissions and bonuses, along with group insurance and benefits with a 20-year-old established brand. It's the most fun you'll ever have building a career. No matter where you live in Alabama or Northwest Florida, email your resume today to info@greatdaysoutdoors.com. Don't delay. Email your resume today to info@greatdaysoutdoors.com. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Alabama's Great Days Outdoors, brought to you by Great Days Outdoors Magazine and Brooks Motors in Thomasville. Here are your hosts, Alan White and Joe Baia.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Alan White, along with Joe Baia today, and we're talking to Chuck Sykes, director of the Alabama Department of Wildlife. Chuck, we were talking about the new WMA or partnership program you're doing, focusing on small game. Tell us where it is again.
It's down at the Kaneka National Forest. It's about 7,000 acres called Boggy Hollow WMA, and the main focus of this management scheme and hunting opportunities is going to be small game, quail, mm-hmm. rabbit, squirrels, and we are going to allow some archery deer hunts to take place as well.
What's the landscape look like? Are there longleafs there? Describe it to us.
The habitat type is going to be typical for that part of the world. Pines that's been burned quite a bit, so the understory is light.
Oh,
it's in part of the area where they have historically been managing for red-cockaded woodpeckers. So some little rolling hills, big pines, some younger clear cuts, varying ages of pine stands that can be manipulated very easily to produce some optimum quail habitat.
And I've always found that optimum quail habitat equates optimum whitetail habitat. So I would imagine you're going to have some pretty good hunting, archery hunting there as well.
They kind of go hand in hand. You're exactly right.
Yep.
And prescribed burning is a big part of that quail habitat. So I'm glad to hear that area has already experienced, you know, a prescribed burning program.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, let's talk about dove season. That's right around the corner. But before I talk about that, I want to remind our listeners that they can find out all the details about the special opportunity areas and the small game area by visiting our website at greatdaysoutdoors.com. We've got complete articles there with maps and everything for your convenience. Let's talk about dove season, Chuck. You know, every year we talk about it before it opens up, and we're hoping for good weather and the doves flying down south and all of that. But a big concern for everybody is the baiting laws. So kind of go over that with us.
Yeah, nothing has changed, despite what people hear on social media and here at the hunting camp. Nothing has changed. Same regulations are in effect. It's been in effect for the past several years. So,
good.
Dove season, you can go in and you can manipulate your field. You can top sow up to 120 pounds of wheat per acre on a well-prepared seed bed. They can go to the go to the Outdoor Alabama website and look up dove hunting, dove management, and dove regulations, any of those, and they can see the whole list of what you can and can't do. It's honestly, it's pretty simple now. You know, back 15 or 20 years ago, there was a lot of ambiguity on the dove regulations. It's not now. All of that has been removed, and it's extremely easy to prepare a dove field where you can have a good hunting experience.
Yeah, I think a lot of that fear is left over from years ago, and, you know, we've heard horror stories about the whole group of hunters getting all their trucks and guns taken away and paying $5,000 fines, and it used to be that way, but basically, if you're not hauling corn or peanuts out there and dumping them in the field, you're probably going to be all right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It, again, if they will just look at the regulation, don't rely on what their buddy tells them.
Right.
Look at what it says. It is plain and simple, and just what you said, the people that are getting tickets now are the ones that's going in and broadcasting cracked corn on top of a Bahia grass pasture. I mean, that's not a typical agricultural practice in my book. So those are the guys that are, you know, you're giving them a blueprint to do the right thing, and they still don't.
Dove, a good dove field is hard to find. It's a big part of my hunting plans every year, trying to find a good place to hunt. And I do want to mention that Alabama Hunger Relief, the charity, has secured a great dove field up in Escambia County for opening day of the South Zone. More details you can find out at greatdaysoutdoors.com later on, or watch our social media sites at Great Days Outdoors, and we'll be announcing some things about that. Or you can go to alabamahungerrelief.com and keep an eye on that. We'll be announcing all the details on that. I'm looking forward to hosting, hosting another great dove shoot on opening day this year. I know you love to turkey hunt, and, you know, have you got any plans for turkey season this year?
I've always got my sights set on a couple of places, but going back to our SOA system,
yeah,
the Uchi Creek track over in Russell County, Alan, it is infested with turkeys. If I was you, I would recommend applying for one of the hunts on Uchi Creek over there.
I'm writing that down right now, Chuck.
Yep. Dallas County is going to have a bunch of turkeys, but I've spent some time over in Russell County looking at that track. We were doing some of our fetal collections over there in June and early July. As much turkey sign on that place as I've seen anywhere.
That sounds great. Chuck, I appreciate you being with us this week, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. And I do want to remind everybody, give us another week or so. All of this SOA stuff is very new, so we're getting the website updated as we speak. Okay. Everything will be ready for them by August the 28th, where they can start registering.
All right, Chuck. We'll tell them, buddy. Thank you so much. And
yes, sir. Thank you all.
All right, folks. That's going to wrap it up this week. For Joe Baia and Alan White, we're wishing you all a great day outdoors.